From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedjig. Happy Monday, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this weekend and the much-needed rainfall across the area. This week, we keep with the summer-like pattern because we stay humid, muggy, with chances for showers and storms each and every afternoon. Let's do the countdown to summer, shall we, for the start of meteorological summer. That is on June 1st, which is 9 days away. Our average high, 88 degrees. Average low, 68 degrees. Now, astronomical summer isn't until June 21st. So that is 29 days away. Our average high 91, average low 72. But let's get to the forecast. Today does look wet again, so make sure you have the umbrella. We start off with partly cloudy skies, then scattered showers and storms will develop later in the day with highs in the upper 80s. Thunderstorms will linger in some spots while through this evening, then partly to mostly cloudy overnight with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tuesday and Wednesday, it looks like rain does back off just a little bit with widely scattered showers and storms across the area. Much of the day, really, mostly sunny with temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. By Thursday, we are tracking an approaching cold front, which will keep us warm and humid, highs in the upper 80s, partly sunny on your Thursday with a few showers and storms. We ramp up the rain chances on Friday as that front moves slowly through the area, so make sure you umbrella up with highs in the middle 80s. And just a heads up, we are 9 days away from the 2022 hurricane season. And just so you know, if you did miss it, we do have our first area to watch this year. It is a surface trough in the Gulf of Mexico. Further development is not likely, but it has been highlighted just as an area to watch because its main impacts will be heavy rain and gusty winds along the central Gulf Coast. But it's just a friendly reminder that hurricane season is around the corner, and we're going to have to really keep an eye out on the Atlantic, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Caribbean. Plus, the National Hurricane Center will be putting out their seasonal outlook for this hurricane season tomorrow, and we will be posting it on our social media and, of course, bringing it to you live on camera. Usually that outlook comes out about noon, so expect it in the noon show and well through the evening if you do miss that. We do have Colorado State University's outlook for this hurricane season. Our average number of storms, 14, hurricane 7, major hurricanes, that's category 3 or higher. The average is 3. Now, Colorado State University did say that we're going to have, again, an above average hurricane season of 19 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes. All right, and that will do it. I hope you guys enjoy this pre-summer weather because it really does feel like it out there. A little uncomfortable, but hey, we'll take it. I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedjig, and that's your Action News Jax First Alert Forecast on 104.5 WOKV.